感谢神，啊，我们这节是要学习约珥书。
I thank God during this lesson we will learn about the book of Joel.
那因为我的电脑跟荧幕啊，好像连接不上。
And because we cannot get the connection right between the laptop and the projector.
那我们就看讲义。
I'll invite you to look at the slides you have.
讲义第一问。
This is slide D1.
约珥书的不是形式，就是约珥书的分享。
This is a reflection on the book of Joel.
那整个图案呢？假如把这个三章啊弄一个图案啊，就是当时啊约珥这个先知呢，他看到全国的灾难。
And if you try to represent the three chapters of Joel, you can see much disaster.
那这些灾难是一个接着一个来。
And the disasters come one after the other.
有时候我们人生啊，也是碰到一些问题啊，一个接着一个来。
Sometimes our lives are filled with problems, and one problem comes after the other.
那因为约珥他是一位神的先知。
And Joel was a prophet of God.
那他平常啊，对于那神的话，就有经常在思想。
So ordinarily, he would think about the word of God.
所以他们对于他做到的事情呢，非常的敏感。
Joel at the same time was perceptive of the things that happened around him.
我们信徒呢，对我们做到的事情要很敏感。
We as believers need to be aware of what is happening in our surroundings.
我们所发生的事情呢，都是有神的旨意。
Because whatever happens, it is the will of God.
那神的先知也是对事情非常敏感。
The prophet of God needs to be perceptive in regards to God.
因为这些灾难是一个接着一个来。
The disasters in Joel come one after the other.
所以他就想到了以后啊，那个更大的灾难呢可能会临到。
So this leads us to think that in the future, even greater calamities will come upon us.
所以他在想说啊，怎么这些灾难呢会一个一个接着来。
So this is how Joel thinks how one calamity comes after the other.
因为他看到了神对以色列百姓是很照顾的。
Because he sees that God takes care of the Israelites.
因为按照摩西五经的记载，按照生命记载，这些百姓是他特别拣选的。
Because according to the Pentateuch and according to Deuteronomy, these people are the people chosen especially by God.
这神掌上的明珠啊。
This is the people that are regarded highly by God.
是神所祝福的一个族类。
And they are the ones that are blessed.
可是为什么这些灾难把他们的祝福啊一个一个的拿走了
？So why is it that these disasters come and take away all the blessings they receive from God?
甚至于那一些宗教礼仪的他们的敬拜也被一个一个拿走。
Even their religious ceremonies and worship were taken away in this fashion.
换句话说，他们再没有钱来奉献呢。
In other words, they did not have money to offer to the Lord.
他们失业的。
They lost their jobs.
他们家里也被政府拿走了。
And their homes were taken away by the government.
被银行拿走了。
By the bank.
没有家可以住了。
They have no place in which to live.
没有地方可以作为家庭聚会的场所。
No place to call the place of service or Bible study.
而喜乐呢，也被拿走了。
And like this, their joy was taken away.
为什么会这样子呢
？Why did this happen?
那这个约珥啊，他就。祷告啊
！So Joel prays to God.
啊，就到圣殿里面祷告。
And he prays in the temple.
那祷告以后，他就了解了。
So then he understands.
他明白啊，原来这是神的作为。
He knows that this is all the act of God.
啊，这些灾难不是偶然发生的。
And this calamity did not come upon out of coincidence.
因此，我们为什么会对我们做到事情要很敏感
？So why is it that we need to be aware of what happens around us?
因为有些是偶然发生的。
Because sometimes things happen out of coincidence.
那有些是有神特别的旨意。
But in others, there is the will of God.
所以他就认为啊，假如是能够悔改的话，那我们还是有希望的。
So he says, if we are willing to repent, we still have hope.
然后他就号召啊，全国百姓都能够悔改。
So he calls upon the people of Israel to repent with him.
真的能够很彻底的悔改。
To make a repentance from the heart.
那彻底悔改以后呢，情况就改变了。
And after repentance, then the situation changes.
以前呢是这些。蝗虫啊，蚂蚱这些虫害非常的多。
Before the locusts and other insects invaded their land,
所以他们农作物啊就减少。
So their crops diminished,
甚至于产生饥荒。
At the point where famine occurred,
还是也没东西吃。
And they have nothing to eat,
他们很伤心。
And they were grieving about this.
可是经过悔改以后
，But after they repented,
他们的心思意念也改变了。
After they changed their hearts and their thoughts,
他们对事情的看法就不一样了。
Then they change their point of view.
从以前是抱怨的。
before they were complaining.
从以前是怀恨的,
before from the hatred they harbored.
现在祷告以后,
after prayer, they understood the will of God.
心里面充满着感恩,
and their hearts were filled with thanksgiving.
有力量再重新来,
they were renewed in strength to start again.
失败不代表永远的失败,
because a failure is not failure forever.
靠着神的力量从此再站起来,
and we see the power of God and we can stand up again.
所以他凭着信心啊, 凭着神的应许啊, 再重新向以色列百姓宣告,
so through faith and through trusting God, Joel announced to the Israelites again,
神的祝福啊, 即将来临,
the blessing of God is about to come upon you.
所以他们在产生啊, 很多的葡萄,
so then grapes grew in their land.
产生很多的无花果,
figs filled their land as well.
鸟语花香,
also the flowers
bloomed.
And it became a beautiful country.
所以他们在土产,
then they had produce out of the land
能够来奉献,
that they could bring before the Lord as an offering.
有牛羊,
they had cattle and sheep
能够来献祭,
to sacrifice for the Lord.
因此经过悔改, 彻底悔改以后,
so after their true repentance,
神就再次来治疗他们的土地,
God again came to heal their land.
这土地神也可以治疗啊,
because God can also heal the land itself.
神不但可治疗我们的疾病,
not only he can heal our physical illnesses,
甚至也可治疗我们土地的疾病,
but he can also make the land better.
假如我们家里有种什么, 葡萄啊, 种巴拉拉, 种各样的果树, 你发现怎么都不结果子,
if we have experienced farming or gardening, we sometimes think, why doesn't what I planted give me fruit?
也可以学习他们精神悔改,
so we can learn from their example and repent.
神可以医治你们家的土地,
because God can heal the land in your own house.
所以神医治土地以后, 他们就再得到,
so after God healed their land, they were abundantly blessed again.
但最主要是要透过这一个来宣告有更大的祝福隐藏在后面,
but more importantly, God wants to announce that there is a deeper blessing hidden behind all this.
所以我们物质的祝福啊, 其实是小事情啊,
so really, the blessings we receive materially are a small thing.
最主要是隐藏在后面的那一个更大的祝福,
because what matters is a blessing hidden behind these things we see.
可是一般信徒看到这个小祝福就已经很高兴了, 哇, 感谢主啊, 你看我有新车啊, 这个神祝福, 我找到事情啊,
when the believers are blessed materially, they are very joyful, saying, look, God gave me a new car, thank God.
啊, 这是很好啊,
and this is good.
可是背后那个属灵的祝福啊, 神本身的灵要顶到我们那个更宝贵,
but what is behind the Spirit of God coming upon us is even more precious.
所以先知啊, 就宣告神的灵啊, 要降临,
so the prophet announces that God's Spirit is about to descend.
当然当时, 事实上百姓没有领受到圣灵啊,
and we know that at the time the people did not receive the Holy Spirit.
啊, 那句话就是为了我们今天而预备的,
but that was spoken for us today.
啊, 那句话呢, 也在使徒时代呢, 他们应验了,
and that phrase was actually realized in the book of Acts.
啊, 同时神呢, 要审判这些坏人,
at the same time God wants to judge the evil people.
审判这些, 不守道理的人,
to bring those who do not keep the truth to judgment.
啊, 有时候我们在教会给, 有一些人呢, 比较不守规矩,
and sometimes there are people who are more rebellious in church.
很难沟通,
and it is hard to talk to them.
啊, 劝告劝不听,
if you try to encourage them, they do not listen.
啊, 有时候让别人跌倒,
and they even let others fall for their own cause.
啊, 当然我们很客气, 啊, 不会称他是作恶的人,
of course we are polite and don't call them evildoers.
但神看某些人是作恶的人,
but some people are seen by God as evildoers.
啊, 作恶的人啊, 当然教会很难处理,
and of course it is a difficult matter to deal with,
因为他是很恶啊,
for the church, because they are evil.
那神有一天好像拜子比喻啊, 神说, 你们不要处理, 等以后我自己来处理,
and God himself, like the parable of the wheat and the chaff, said, do not deal with it now.
所以不要怕恶人,
so do not be afraid of the evil ones.
啊, 今天是神容许他存在,
because God allows them to exist today.
可是有一天神要来审判他,
but one day God will bring them to judgment.
啊, 神审判他也就是对我们义人一个最大的安慰,
and when God judges, then that is a consolation for us, the righteous people.
啊, 神审判坏人的结果呢, 也是要建立他的国度,
God also judges the evil ones to establish his own kingdom.
啊, 最后的祝福啊, 就是神要居住在锡安山,
and the final blessing is that God will live in Mount Sinai.
锡安山就是指的神的教会,
and Mount Sinai represents the true church.
就神要住在这里,
God will dwell here.
那我们个人也是神的天地。
And we ourselves are the field of God.
也是神的圣殿。
We are the temple of God.
神要居住在我们的内心。
And God wants to abide in our hearts.
要经常与我们同在。
He wants to be with us forever.
这是最大的祝福。
This is the greatest blessing.
这是物质祝福的后面的一个更大的祝福。
So this is the greater blessing hidden behind the physical blessings.
那我们来看介绍。
So let us look at the slide D1, the introduction.
作者当然是约珥。
The author of this book is, of course, Prophet Joel.
那约珥的意思就是主，就是神。
And the meaning of Joel is the Lord is God.
以利亚的意思就是神是主，刚好相反。
Elijah's, the meaning of Elijah is just the opposite, is God is Lord.
当然以前 的人啊，他们很敬虔的家庭都会取这种名字。
And before, people used to be very pious, and that's why they named their children with this kind of names.
好像我们今天从我们的名字啊，可以看到我们父母亲啊信仰的情形。
Today, from our own names, we might take a guess at the status of the faith of our parents.
约翰呐，彼得啦，雅各啦，有的名字啊。
Some people call John, Peter. Or James.
就是希望他的孩子将来能够像约翰、雅各、彼得一样。
Reason being that the parents want their children to be like these people from the Bible.
那假如是我们父母亲取一个招金、招银、招财。
But if you are called a golden or silver, then something might be wrong.
能够知道父母亲的心就是金银财宝。
Because your parents might only think about material wealth.
所以从名字上就可以看到。 他们的家庭是一个很敬虔的家庭。
So from the names of the prophet, we can see how their families were.
那本书的成书的时间呢，有几种的说法。
And there are different points of view regarding the time of authorship of this book.
一种说法是大概在主前的第九世纪。
Some people say this was written in the 9th century before Christ.
因为是看看当时呢，也没有记载王的名字。
Because there is no name of kings recorded.
叫约阿斯，当时他还很小，那耶和华大，就帮助约阿斯来执政。
And this is how a king supported the other king in his young age.
所以就没有提到这个王的名字。
So it doesn't say specifically what is the name of the kings in question.
那又一派呢，认为是在贝鲁以前。
There are other people that say that this occurred before they were deported a couple of years earlier.
因为他提到敌人的攻击。
Because it mentions the attacking of the enemies.
用这个蝗虫来影射敌人。
And they say that the locusts are a representation of the enemy.
因为当时可能有这种恐怖的政治组织。
Because maybe there were terrorist organizations at the time.
像有些国家这个白色恐怖。
Just as there are terrorists in some countries.
所以不能够随便乱说话。
So you cannot speak out of your mind.
你要说话只能够用暗示的。
If you want to say something, you need to speak in code.
你要骂总统也不能够直接骂总统，你要用暗示的。
If you want to insult the president, you might have to make a metaphor.
所以当时约珥可能在这种情况，因为强敌在欺负，所以他这不能够明讲是哪些是敌人，哪些是他们的。
So maybe under the circumstance of the persecution by the enemy, Joel could not clearly say who was the enemy. So he used insects like the locusts to make an allegory.
那另外一种是说，在被掳时期以后。
Other people say that the book of Joel was written after they were deported.
因为圣经曾经记载，被招的，有什么逃脱的。
Because the Bible says that those who are called will escape.
对，这些人呢，就好像是被掳以后时期的发生的。
So this might be after captivity.
当然，这三种不同的意见都是用猜的。
Of course, all these three points of view are guesses.
根据片段的经文呢来猜测。
According to different parts of the book.
那也可能全部对，也可能全部错。
They might all be wrong. They might all be wrong.
但是这个都无所谓了，最主要是神所默示的。
But in any case, this is all this. This is all revelation of God.
那本书的主题是主的日子。
The main theme of this book is the day of the Lord.
那主的日子就是要审判。
And the day of the Lord is the day of judgment.
所以主耶稣第二次再临也是为了审判。
So when Jesus comes back to the world, he will execute judgment.
那这个审判呢，每个人都要放到心上。
And everyone must put this judgment in their hearts.
好像当时。 神要拯救以色列百姓啊出埃及的时候。
This is similar to the situation when God wanted to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那神已经宣告一些灾害。
He announced the plagues that will come upon the land.
已经告诉埃及的法老王。
Announced this plague to the Pharaoh in Egypt.
说再过几天，又让天上要降下冰雹。
Saying that there will be hail from heaven raining down tomorrow.
那摩西也告诉法老王说，你要把你的牲畜啊全部赶进。
Moses said to the Pharaoh, "You should lead your flocks under a roof."
可是有人不听啊。
But some people did not listen.
有人不把它放在心上。
Some people did not take this to heart.
不把从神来的警告当成一回事。
They did not take into importance the announcements of God.
结果真的跑上一来以后，很多的牛羊牲畜啊，人啊也死亡了。
And when the hail came, the flock and the cattle and even people died.
因此，我们对神的话、神的警告要放在心上。
So we must really take God's words into consideration.
要把它当成是一回事。
And to consider it and assume it very, very highly.
他主的日子就是为了审判。
So the day of the Lord is made for judgment.
那因为有审判，我们才会敬畏神呢。
And because of judgment, we fear God.
没有审判的话，就没有人会敬畏神。
Because without judgment, there is no need for fear.
没有审判的话，我也可以不用敬畏神呢。
Without judgment, I have not the need to fear God.
没有警察的话，我可以闯红灯啊。
Without a police officer, I can run through a red light.
我可以超速啊。
I can speed.
但是因为有警察。
But because police officers exist,
所以我就不敢开车，开快车啊。
I don't dare to drive too
fast. 不敢闯红灯啊。
And I will respect the lights.
有一次我去家庭访问。
There was once I went for a family visitation.
开在一个小路上。
And I was driving in a small side road.
因为很偏僻的时候都没有什么人。
And because it was very remote, I couldn't see anyone out on the streets.
我都很高兴啊，哇，这开得很愉快。
So I was very happy driving very joyfully.
前头都没有警察。
And I didn't see any police in front of.
我才在这样想的时候，哎，怎么后面有一部警车来？
But as soon as I thought this, I saw a police car right behind me.
所以从那一次以后。
So from that time on.
我就心目中有警察。
I take the police and put it in my heart.
心中有警察，我就不怕了。
Because if the police is in my heart, I don't fear.
我就很少被开罚单。
So it is very rare that I get a ticket.
所以为什么会怕警察
？So why do I fear the police?
因为他会给你开罚单呢。
Because they will give you a ticket.
那我们为什么会怕神
？So why do we fear God?
因为他会审判我们呢。
Because God will judge us.
所以大家才会敬畏神呢。
So that all of us can fear God.
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十四章
Revelation chapter 14
启示录十四章的第七节
Revelation chapter 14 verse 7
第七节
7
他大声说啊，应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因为他施行审判的时候已经到了，应当敬拜那创造天地海和壮水泉源的。所以应当敬畏神，为什么呢？因为他施行审判的时候到了。
Fear God because the hour of his judgment has come.
所以他有权来审判大家。
So God will bring everyone into judgment.
因此我们要敬畏他。
And therefore we need to fear him.
再看回来讲义。
Let's return to the slides.
第四点。
Fourth.
三个讯息啊，介绍第四点，三个讯息。
So there are three messages.
灾难是神警告审判来临。
Calamities are God's warnings of judgment to come.
我们看到海啸发生在东南亚的地方。
And when we see sea quakes happen in Southeast Asia.
有时候看到某个国家发生地震。
Or we see earthquakes happen in other nations.
但我们都很同情他们。
We have a heart of mercy towards them.
因为失去了很多条的生命。
Because many lives were lost.
也很可怜，他们都是无辜的。
And probably they are all innocent people.
但是呢，从这个事情我们想想，神到底为什么会使这个事情发生
？But from this we can think, why did God allow these things to happen?
这是为了让人们能够想想要悔改。
It is so that we the people can know and understand that we need to repent.
来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章的第一节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 1.
正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物当中的事告诉耶稣。路加福音十三章的第二节
，verse two，
耶稣说啊，你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以说这害吗？第三，我告诉你们不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。第四，从前西多亚、西多亚罗啊倒塌了，压死了18个人，你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Five.
所以事情的发生，就是要叫领我们悔改。因此，灾难发生也是要领我们悔改。
And calamities come to call us to repentance as well.
因为每一个人呢，都有大大小小的罪。
Because all of us has bigger or smaller sins.
要隐而未现的罪。
And we have sins that are hidden.
也是一个悔改的一个好的机会。
And this is all a good opportunity to return and repent.
那这些警告就是叫我们呢，一心归向神。
And this calamities come to call us to God.
所以圣经说，要撕裂心肠，不要只是撕裂衣服。
The Bible says that we should tear apart our hearts and not only our clothing.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
衣服啊，这是外表了。
The clothes are only external.
当现在衣服很不容易撕破。
Of course, it might not be easy to rip up the fabric you are wearing right now.
以前你看约书亚，他听到这些十个探子报告坏消息以后啊。
When Joshua and Caleb heard the bad news that the other 10 spies reported, they tore their garments.
我们今天假如听到某些弟兄姐妹犯罪以后，要撕裂衣服，可是撕不破。你看，if
you hear that some believers sin, you might want to tear off your own clothes, but you can't.
所以不用再撕了。But
the Bible says you don't need to do that anymore.
我们要撕裂心肠。You
should tear apart your heart.
那撕肠要把它撕碎。
And you have to tear it apart in small pieces.
就表示那个已经救我、救的我、救的心呢。Representing
that that is your old self, your old heart.
哎，可是你救的心撕碎以后，哎，你就没有心了。But
then, if you rip your heart apart, you have no heart left.
那神为了要让你能够存活。But
God, in order to make you continue living,
他必须要给你一个新的心。He
must give you a new heart.
好，那新的心就很有活气呀。And
this new heart is
年轻人的心，full
of life, is full of youth.
很有朝气，很有生命力。
It is full of livelihood.
所以只要把这个旧的心撕碎，才能够有一个新的心。So
after ripping the old heart apart, we can have a new heart.
所以主要让我们能够真正的归向神。And
mainly so that we can truly return to God.
那归向神呢，就能够领受神的祝福。And
after we return, we can receive God's blessings.
啊，再来看大纲。Let's
see the outline.
那大纲讲完以后啊，下一节再来讨论一些主题。After
the outline, next session we'll continue with the main themes.
那神学上的主题。The
theological themes.
我们看大纲。Let's
take a look at the outline.
啊，虽然我们没有，可能有些人已经将约珥书看过一次。Maybe
you have already read through the book of Joel.
啊，假如没有的话也没关系，我们就利用这个机会啊，来，很快的看过一次。If
you haven't, don't worry. We'll go through it quickly once.
我们看大纲啊，第一个是介绍。The
first point is an introduction.
啊，介绍他们的身世。This
is an introduction to the book.
说神的话就临到啊，比图尔的儿子约珥。Says
here that the word of the Lord came to Joel the son of Pethuel.
当然，这种话我们经常在看啊。Of
course, we read similar phrases often.
但是事实上，这句话是很宝贵的。But
really, this phrase has a lot of value.
我也很希望神的话临到我。Because
I really want the word of God to come to me.
你看当时世子时代没有什么神的话。You
can look that at the time there weren't that many revelations from God.
神的末日稀少。And
the revelation of God is scarce.
大家都不知道怎么做。And
no one knows what to do.
碰到问题也不知道怎么做决定。When
there are problems, there is no point of reference to decide.
可是当神的话临到的时候就有希望了。But
when God's words come, then there is hope.
神的话是临到敬虔的人呢。And
God's word comes to those who fear him.
神的话不会临到罪人。God
will not come to those who are sinful.
有时候我们看有些弟兄姐妹很会做异梦啊，做异象。Sometimes
we hear that certain brothers or sisters have dreams constantly and visions.
有些人是很有意义的。
Some people make meaningful dreams and they have meaningful visions.
可是有时候很奇怪的现象会发生啊。But
sometimes strange things also occur.
哎，不常来聚会的人，people
who don't come to service often.
啊，信心非常软弱的人，or
those who are weak in faith.
甚至要离开教会的人，or
maybe even those who are about to depart from the church.
哎，太做异象。
They say they have visions.
还要教训大家,
and they want to teach everyone.
这个, 所以我们要分辨,
so we need to discern.
神的话是临到敬虔的人,
God's word comes to those who fear God.
因为神的话, 临到他又要来, 告诉每个百姓,
because God's word is to be proclaimed to all the people.
那第二节到二十节呢, 是用蝗虫来说明, 主的日子。
From verse 2 to 20, the day of the Lord is explained through locusts.
我们看第二节,
let's see verse 2.
老年人啊, 应当听我的话, 国中的居民啊, 都要侧耳而听, 在你们的日子, 或你们列祖的日子, 曾有这样的事吗? 你们要将这事传于子, 子传于孙, 在孙再传于后代, 然后第四节,
3 and 4.
捡从剩下的蝗虫来吃, 蝗虫剩下的男子来吃, 男子剩下的马蚱来吃。 这四种虫当然是很难区分,
it is quite difficult to distinguish these four types of insects.
那有些人说是, 不一样的成长阶段。
Some people say it's different stages of the same species.
但是, 假如看原文, 看原文的话,这些虫啊, 最主要意思是代表的吞吃者, 吞吃啊。
But the most important thing when you look at the original text is that they all represent the devouring.
也是代表着消灭者, 要把你消灭,
it 毁灭。 Represents the destroyer who comes to destroy.
也是代表民, 人民的民。
And it also represents the people.
也是代表着很多。
And also a much quantity.
所以我们才讲说啊, 可能威尔就是用这些虫来代表啊, 敌人。
That is why we say that there is a possibility that Joel is using these insects to represent enemies.
代表不同的敌人。
Different types of enemy.
第一个敌人来侵略的。
The first come to invade.
然后还有剩下的东西啊。
And then there are things remaining.
第二组的敌人再来侵略。
The second wave comes to invade again.
剩下的东西就更少了,
and there are fewer things remaining.
第三种敌人再来侵略,
and, during the third wave of invasion,
剩下的东西更少,
then there are even fewer things.
第四组的敌人来侵略的时候,
at the fourth wave,
就被夺得空空的,
then there must be left close to nothing.
那第五节,
verse 5,
这边提到几种人啊, 酒醉的人啊, 好酒的人, 第八节, 我的民,
verse 8.
然后第十一节, 农夫啊, 第十三节, 祭司,
13, the priest.
等于说啊, 是告诉全国百姓啊, 各种阶层的人, 各种年纪的人。
In other words, Joel is addressing all people from all social classes.
所以每一个人都要悔改。
So all people need to repent.
他们的国家遭受到很大的灾难, 很大的侮辱。
Their country is invaded and mocked upon.
整个国家的人啊, 都不需要悔改。
And all the people need to bring their hearts of repentance.
有时候我们教会啊, 有人说, 我们教会最近都没有什么发展。
Some people say that our church hasn't had any significant development lately.
就把箭头啊, 指向负责人。
So they point their fingers to the board members.
都是你们办事不力。
It is because you are not efficient at your job.
不认真宣道。
You do not put your effort into evangelizing.
不认真牧羊,
you do not take care of pastoring well.
那事实上这个责任是大家的,
but in reality, the burden, the responsibility is shared.
约珥当时也是宣告大家都要一起悔改啊。
Joel said that everyone should repent.
因此他就说啊, 酒醉的人啊, 要清醒。
So he says to the drunkard to awaken.
就是, 已经喝醉酒的。
Those who are filled with wine.
已经是否呀, 已经分不清楚的,
those who have their minds blurred.
已经变成酒奴隶的人,
those who have become slaves to wine.
已经变成醉奴隶的人,
those who are enslaved by wine.
还有好酒的,
and also those who love wine.
当然酒对喜欢喝酒的人是很好,
of course, wine is very good to a person who likes wine.
有些人是生活在一个很安逸无虑的状况之下,
some people live very, very peacefully in harmony.
那教会大大小小的事情呢,
and the problems of the church, either great or small, seem to have no relation with.
反正我生活过得很好,
because if I myself live well,
我有房子,
I have a house,
我有车子,
I have a car,
我有固定的收入,
I have a fixed income.
就好了啊。教会什么事情就跟他无关。
And that is good enough. I don't want to hear about things from church.
那这种人很危险。
And these people are in great danger.
所以约珥还是警告这种人要悔改。
So Joel warns these people that they need to repent.
还有祭司。
And then we have the priests.
啊，祭司是在服侍神的。
The priests are supposed to serve God.
那服侍神的，教会怎么聚会时间呢，越来越少啊？
So how is it that through the servants of God, the time of worship is diminishing in church?
本来是一个星期啊，聚会三天。
And before we had 3 days of worship in a week.
啊，怎么现在变成两天
？Why is it that now we have only two?
啊，有的教会是有传道去才家庭聚会，传道不去就没有聚会。
And in some churches there is only family service when a preacher is visiting; otherwise there is none.
有长子去呢，天天聚会。
And if an elder goes, they have service every single day.
所以长子啊，以为啊，哇，这间教会非常的兴旺。
So then the minister gets the impression that the church is growing very fast.
信徒非常热心。
And that the members are very fervent.
可是他不知道他走了以后，哎，就不聚会了。
But they do not know that after they leave, the situation is different.
那祭司是在服侍神的人。
The priests are those who serve God.
那要悔改。在十五节
，In verse 15 says that they need to repent.
哀哉，神的日子临近了，这日子来的好像毁灭，从全能者来到。十五节
，15, it says, "Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty."
这个哀哉哀得很好啊。
And indeed, this is a calamity that is well spoken.
不会哀呀，这个很麻烦。
Because if you do not lament, then you will have problems.
因为有的人会哀嘛，一小病啊，一哇头痛啊，都是哀哀叫。
Some people shout and scream out of a small pain.
脚痛哀哀叫。
If they have a pain in the leg, then they cry out.
家里的人就赶快把他送去医院看医生。
Some people in the family send them to the hospital.
那有些人很会忍啊，哎，不随便哀的。
Some people on the other hand are able to withstand great pain.
小病大病，都不哀。
And even if they're suffering greatly, they say nothing.
等到哀的时候，已经太晚了。
And when they actually cry out, it might be too late.
所以我们要就哀呀。
So sometimes we need to cry out.
哀哉。
To say that the day is near.
可是哀真的不是哀假的。
But we need to cry out of necessity, out of truth, not out of falsehood.
在灵性上会哀的话，就有希望啊。
Because if we can lament from our spirituality, then we have hope.
哎，现在聚会的人数怎么那么少
？We lament that there are so few people coming to service.
哎，现在奉献怎么那么少
？We lament that the offerings we receive are so few.
哎，在现在聚会啊，家庭聚会的人怎么那么少
？And we lament that there are so few people coming to family service.
哎，在现在煮饭的人怎么都是同样的那一批人呢
？We lament that it's always the same people who sign up for cooking.
所以我们哀真的。
So we lament in this way before God.
我们再想一想啊。
So this leads us to think.
要寻找一个解决方法。
That we need to find a way to solve the problem.
约珥也是一样。
The same thing applies to Joel.
他说：“哀哉，这个神的日子临近，这个、日子是从神来的。
”He says that alas, this day comes from the Lord.
这个毁灭啊，是从神来的。
And the destruction comes from God.
意思就是说，不是偶然发生的。
Meaning that this is not a coincidence.
他觉得啊，怎么会灾难接二连三的来呢？
So he thinks, why is it that calamity comes one after the other?
不可能啊，以前没有发生过啊。
This is impossible. Before we saw nothing like this.
因此他就祷告神啊。
So Joel prays to God.
那神给他有属灵的眼光。
And God gives him spiritual insight.
因此有时候我们心啊，真的是要放在教会。
And therefore, our hearts sometimes need to be placed in the church.
假设约珥他的心啊，没有在神的家的事物上，他怎么会爱呢
？If the heart of Joel wasn't put into the matters of God, why would he lament? If our heart is not in the church, then our heart would not ache. And we would not be aware of the situation of the church. So here Joel laments. Chapter
2. 神就感动他说要在锡安吹角第二章第一节要在锡安吹角在神的圣山上吹出大声。
Here in chapter 2, verse 1, God moves Joel to say, Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. For the day of the Lord is coming.
再来11节
verse 11.
神在他的军旅前发生他的军队啊队伍甚大成就他命令的是强盛者因为神的日子大而可畏谁能够担当得起呢 那么第二节跟第十一节中间呢，就是在描写敌人来侵略的情形。
Between verse 2 and 11, we see how the enemy came to invade.
敌人侵略呢，这些蝗虫是很有受训的。
And these locusts were actually highly trained.
是有备而来的。
And they come very well prepared.
是很强大的。
They come with much might.
这只是人眼睛所能够看得到的。
But this is only what human eye can see.
所能够想象得到的。
What humans can imagine.
但人所能够看得到、所能够想象得到的，已经那么可怕了。
But even with human sight and human imagination, this is already very frightful.
你看，他们有受训哦，直闯边际，不偏左右。
See how they are trained and they walk steady in their path.
他们说这个炸弹要炸哪里就炸哪里，非常准呢。
They say that wherever they want to put a bomb, the bomb lands right on the spot.
他们要到家里偷东西，就是到家里偷东西。
And even when they want to raid homes,
你要爬上房屋啊，进入窗户，爬上盗贼。
Climb through the window into the house.
他们一来呢，日月昏暗，星宿无光。
And when they come, the sky darkens.
那这很可怕的。
And this is very frightening.
我们所能够想象的、所能够看得到的，已经那么可怕了。
If what we can see, what we can imagine is so frightening.
那主的日子来到，那更可怕。
Then the day of the Lord, when it comes, it will be even more awesome.
我们经常说神在发怒。
And today we say that God is
因为现在罪恶非常的大。
It's anger because of the sin of the world.
可是那个还是一点点呢。
But that is only the tip of the iceberg.
因为圣经说哈，那个。神愤怒的酒槽已经满了。
Because the Bible says that the wine press of God is already filled.
那个碗已经倒出来了。
And the bowl is about to be poured out.
那个碗一倒出来的话，没有人受得了。
And when that happens, no one can withstand it.
山会移动。
The mountains will tremble.
不是说地震而已啊。
It is not an earthquake.
到那时候是全面性的。
But this is a generalization.
我们这边是加州，可能。会有地震，也可能没有。
Here in California, we might have earthquakes, or we might not.
那有些地方他们宣称我们这个地方没有地震，搬到我们这里。
And some people say, look, we don't have earthquakes over here. Why don't you move to our place?
可是，在主的日子呢，那个灾难性是全面性的。
But when the day of the Lord comes, this will happen everywhere.
因为主是说，闪电从天的这边要照到天的那一边。
Because the Bible says that the lightning shines from one end of the earth to the other.
从东边照到西边。
From the east from the west to the
所以是全面性的。
So this is something that happens all around.
闪电速度非常快。
And the lightning we know is very fast.
光的速度啊，一秒钟可以绕地球七圈半。
And the speed of light can circle the earth 7.5 times in a second.
它一来的话，谁能够逃得了？
Who can escape this?
所以速度啊，非常的快。
So the speed is very high.
那耶稣又说啊。
And Jesus also says,
尸所在哪里，老鹰就在哪里。
Wherever the body lies, the eagles will also be there.
面包屑在哪里，小鸟就在那里。
And where the small birds are, the other birds will also congregate.
糖果在哪里，蚂蚁就会去找它。
Wherever you have candy, you will have ants as well.
就表示一定有这个事情啊。
So this is something that is certain.
所以将来有一天呢，的大灾难一定会来临。
So one day you can be sure that the calamity will come.
这是全面性的。
And this will be a generalization.
速度非常快，人们都躲不及。
And very fast, and no one will be able to escape.
而且一定会有这个事情发生。
And this thing will surely come upon.
所以我们就是要为了这些日而准备，而预备自己。
We are preparing ourselves specifically for this.
我们可能要看过那个世界末日的影片。
We may have seen some movies about the end of the world.
我看过预告片电视的预告片
And I've seen a preview of a certain movie.
有一块非常大的巨石，非常大的石头。
There is a great rock.
可能大概是我们整个伯恩教会那么大。
Maybe as big as our
整个地
church,
整个地那么大。
As the whole premise over here.
撞到纽约。
And this rock falls on the city of New York.
哇，就发生海啸啊。
So then a sea quake.
海水就冲进来了。
And this is how the water is cast upon the land.
很多大楼都倒塌。
There are many roads that fall.
就发生火灾啊。
So then there are fires.
水中里面有火。
And that there is actually fire within the
那个水一来，汽车都飞出来，因为那个汽油非常大。
And so because of the fuel within the water, everything flies away out of the pressure.
那是很可怕的事情。
And this is quite frightening.
这根据启示录的记载啊,
and according to the book of Revelation,
假设把启示录那些灾难啊, 把它拍成影片的话,
if you make a movie out of the contents of Revelation,
我们心里就会发起热心啊,
then you can be sure you'll be zealous.
因为我们没有人把它拍成影片啊,
but the thing is that no one can actually make a movie.
我看主要是大家赶快去赚钱啊, 去拍成这个影片啊,
maybe you can earn some money and invest it in a movie.
真的是太可怕了。
But indeed, this is something to be
fearful about. 所以十一节才说啊,
that is why verse
11
says,
大可畏谁能够担当得起啊?
That who can escape the day of the Lord?
这是主的日子。
Who can endure it? This is the day of the Lord.
那么继续看约珥书第二章,
let's continue seeing chapter 2,
十二节,
Joel, verse 12.
十二节是提到要悔改,
here repentance is mentioned.
那悔改要禁食哭泣悲哀,
and it
一心归向神,
says, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, returning to God.
要撕裂心肠, 不要撕裂衣服,
it says, rend your heart and not your garments,
要归向神,
and return to the Lord your God.
也就是说啊, 要悲哀啊, 直到整个心啊, 都归向神,
in other words, you should mourn until the point your heart is fully returned to God.
那对我们今天来说啊, 这是要禁食祷告,
to us today means that we need to fast and pray.
要悲哀, 哭泣,
we need to weep, we need to mourn.
一直到我们心啊, 归向神, 一直到我们在恢复跟神之间的关系,
until our hearts have returned to God and until our relationship with God has been reestablished.
因为神是有恩典有怜悯,
because God is gracious and merciful.
就是要相信神的慈爱,
so we need to believe in God's mercy.
神会听我们的祷告,
and he will listen to our prayers.
因为神是喜欢人啊, 悔改归向他,
because God is pleased with a repentant heart.
那十五节,
verse 15,
那分定禁食的日子, 宣告, 严肃会,
says consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly.
那不分大小啊, 每个阶层的人啊, 都要出来悔改,
people of our age and all social classes must come out and repent.
那十八节,
verse 18,
神就为自己的地发热心, 连续他的百姓,
the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people.
叫神在祝福百姓, 然后使敌人啊, 离开他们的地方,
and God will bless the people so that the enemies will leave their land.
神要使敌人啊, 离开我们的心,
the Lord wants the enemy to get away from our hearts. In our hearts, there is the enemy.
嫉妒啊, 生气啊, 苦毒啊,
there is envy, hatred,
贪心,
greed.
这都是我们心中的敌人,
these are the enemies that dwell within our hearts.
那21节,
verse 21,
那地上就因为神的祝福啊欢喜快乐,
because of this, the land rejoices and is glad. And the people can make offerings and give thanks to God. And God will also compensate for the damage they sustained earlier.
那28节,
verse 28,
叫神的应许,
this is the promise of God,
神的灵要浇灌凡有血气的,
that the Spirit of God will be poured on all flesh.
那32节,
verse 32,
到那个时候, 凡求告主名的就必得救,
it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
因为照着神所说的, 在锡安山, 耶路撒冷, 必有逃脱的, 在剩下的人中, 必有神所招的,
and for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance among the remnant who call the Lord.
啊, 那这句话呢, 啊, 是被保罗啊, 引用在罗马书里头,
this verse was actually quoted by Paul in Romans.
但是罗马书里头啊, 叫省略因为, 啊, 因为,
but in Romans, Paul omits the word for.
所以当保罗在谈这句话的时候, 啊, 可能当时犹太人他们都知道, 啊, 讲这句话的含义是什么。
So when Paul quoted this verse, the Jews most likely knew the context, the original context of the verse.
因为他们是读旧约的,
because they, what they read was the Old Testament.
对他们来说是很清楚,
so to them, they knew exactly what Paul was talking
about. 可是我们新约时代的人啊, 假设不了解旧约, 只是看保罗那句话, 那我们会误以为啊, 不用洗礼, 只要求告神的名就能够得救。
But we, the believers of the New Testament, if we do not understand Joel, we might think that we can be saved without being baptized.
可是事实上啊, 是要有条件,
in reality, there is a requirement.
底下那个因为啊, 就是在, 说明为什么求告主名的人就必得救。
And this verse says why the people who call on the Lord can be saved.
因为在神的锡安山, 在神的教会里, 有逃脱的, 有剩下, 要神所召的人。
Because in Mount Sinai, in God's church, there are those who remain, and there are those who God, that God will save. Those who are called by God, whenever they call upon the Lord, they will be saved. What does it mean to call the name of the Lord?
要承认自己的不足,
it is to confess our lack and our sins.
以前古时代的人,
why did the people in the ancient times call upon the name of the Lord?
因为人是必死的,
because men are destined to die.
人是有限的,
and the power is very limited.
那彼得为什么会说, 主啊,
why did Peter say to the Lord, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinner?
他承认他是罪人,
he called himself a sinner.
因为他能力不及耶稣啊,
because his power was not comparable to that of Jesus. He could not fish like Jesus told him. So Peter knew that he needed to repent and come back to the Lord through baptism. So under this kind of circumstance, whoever calls the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we'll continue in the afternoon. We'll make a concluding prayer.